This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
First quarter ended with a 23-9 advantage for the North Mac Panthers. Cavaliers will get the ball back to start the second quarter. And they'll give the ball over to Ficus on the wing. He'll swing back to Kessinger. His shot will not go. Hendricks comes up with the rebound. Back the other way, it goes to Thorman. Thorman's going to drive the hole, and instead he'll try to pass it out. And it's got knocked out of bounds by the Cavaliers. Tanner Wilson with a huge first quarter as he scored 14 of the 23 points for the Panthers. 3 points for Thorman and 4 points for Will Downs. Has 23 points for the Panthers in the first quarter. Thorman now drives the left side of the lane off the glass, and it's good. Grant Thorman, with his fifth point of the ball game, makes it 25-9. Off it goes, out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Panthers. And so the Cavaliers will retain possession, trailing 25-9. And it comes to Briley Roper. Roper, with a shot off the glass, will not go in, fighting for the rebound. Going to be a push-off foul called against. This will go against the Cavaliers' Carson Weiser. Weiser will pick up his first. It will be the fourth team foul on the Cavaliers. And rebounding, getting the ball in is Wilson to Thorman over on the corner. Thorman goes inside, looking there for Langelier. His shot won't go. Going to be a push-off on the rebound. And who are they going to call this one on? It's going to be called on Parker Fikes. Fikes gets his second foul, and with 6:37 to go, the Panthers leading 25-9 will get the ball into Langelier. He'll try to put one up off the glass. It's rejected. He gets the ball back. Down in the corner, it goes to Thorman. Thorman for three. Shot it over everything. And Roper comes up with the rebound. Roper with the rebound gives the ball off to Byatts. Byatts with the ball over on the right wing. Goes baseline. Gets cut off there. He'll have to go back up top and give the ball off to Roper. Roper goes up top to Fikes. Fikes with the ball, goes inside, getting it off to Kessinger. Kessinger gets it up top to Carson Weiser. Weiser gets caught in the lane for the turnover. That'll be the sixth turnover of the game for the Cavaliers. So leading 25-9, North Mac will bring the ball down the floor. Backdoor cut to Wilson. He's wide open as somebody was falling asleep on the defensive end. 16 points for Wilson. And now it is 27-9. And now the Cavaliers throw the ball away for turnover number 7. Back it goes. Shots up by Cannon Kirk. It will not go. Cavaliers come away with the rebound. 5:30 till halftime. 27-9. Inside it'll go. Shots up and good. As Jack Kessinger got the pass, turned squared, went to the hole, got his first 2 points of the game. So Kessinger has two. Kirk Hall with a nice flyby, misses the shot. Back the other way goes Byatts. As he's heading down the floor quickly, he'll turn, he'll shoot, he'll score. As Michael Byatts picks up his first points of the ball game at the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. Makes it 27-13, bottom of the net for that man Wilson. As he's draining the threes, that's his fifth one of the ball game, as he now has 19 points already. Cavaliers only have 13 as a team. Byatts is going to stop and pop for a jump shot from the 18-foot mark. It won't go. Coming away with a rebound is Cannon Kirk. Back the other way go the Panthers. Up top it goes to Wilson. Wilson has the ball down in the lane, kicks it out to Thorman. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll drive off the glass and good. Thorman with a nice quick drive on the right side of the lane has 4 and a quarter, 7 in the game. 32-13 and the Cavaliers come down and proceed to give the ball away again. However, coming back the other way, the Panthers get in a hurry and pick up their second turnover of the night. At the 4:10 mark, it is 32-13. The Panthers with the lead, the Cavaliers with the ball. We'll take a quick break and be back after this one message on WSMI. Cavaliers bring the ball down as it is Briley Roper on the dribble. We're halfway through quarter number two. He'll swing it over to Mason Duckles. Duckles gives it off to Byatt. Byatt on the wing on the left side. A little push off. He got away with it. Fighting for the rebound. It's brought down by Garrett Bearden, the 6'2 senior. He'll give it off on the side to Cole Hatala just into the ball game. Hatala tries to pass the ball inside. It's going to be deflected by the Cavaliers. And so it will be Panthers ball at the 3:40 mark of quarter number two. They lead this one 32-13. Inbounds it comes to Hayden Pierce. Pierce dishes it off to Hatala. Hatala goes back up top, giving it off to Will Downs. Downs looking for the pass, gets it back at the head of the key. He'll look inside, then swing it over to Cannon Kirk. Kirk will work a little dribble drive there as he gives it off to Downs, stops at the elbow. The lefty picks it up for two. Will Downs, with his first bucket of the second quarter, gives him 6 points on the game, makes it 34-13 at the 3:05 mark. Shots up and no good, but the Cavaliers are able to get their own rebound. Second shot won't go as Kessinger had the ball, took it up, but couldn't get it up there high enough. Back the other way. It's going to be Downs who steps up for the jump shot, and it's good. Cavaliers say, we need a timeout. As they take a timeout, we'll take a timeout too. 36-13 is the Panther lead. Cavaliers with the ball, throw it away as they're going to say, nope, it was deflected, so it will not be a turnover. So CHS will get the ball back under their own basket, trailing by 23. Coach Wilson wasn't, shall we say, in total agreement with that call. Byatt gets the inbounds pass. He'll drive the lane, goes up, and it's good. Michael Byatt with his second bucket of the quarter, give him 4 points, makes it 36-15. Inside it goes to Wilson. Wilson's going to give the ball off, and the shot is up and good by Hayden Pierce. Pierce picks up his first 2 points of the game, makes it 38-15. Going to be a foul called as two guys are fighting inside. Byatt was fighting along with Hatala, and they're going to call the foul on Hatala. That will be his first. That'll be the seventh team foul, so Byatt will shoot the 1-1. First one's up, but it's no good. It rolls out. Bearden comes up with a rebound. Back the other way, they'll go quickly as Cole Hatala attacks the basket. His shot goes off the rim, and Trim comes up with a rebound. Inside 2 minutes we go, 38-15 is the lead for North Mac. Roper trying to direct traffic. He wants him to clear out over on the left side, and then he'll have Byatt come out high. They'll set a screen and give the ball off on the wing to Kessinger. Kessinger back to Byatt for three. Nope. Didn't catch anything. As it goes out of bounds, the ball will go back over to the Panthers. Thorman will come back into the ball game as he will replace Downs in the Panther lineup. So Hatala is in there with Wilson and Thorman, as well as Bearden. And over on the wing, it's Pierce with the ball. Back up top to Wilson. He'll spot up for a three. Nope, this one's a wide right. They fight for the rebound. The Cavaliers, two of them trying for the ball, tap it out of bounds. Cooper Starks, a 6'5 freshman, comes into the ball game for North Mac. As they're leading in this one 38-15, and Coach Wilson's getting a lot of new players in. Carson Rayner, the junior, coming in. Stands about 5'9", 5'10". He's in the ball game as well. He has the ball. We'll swing it over on the wing to Hatala. Hatala goes into the corner. Wilson has missed his second three in a row, and that's news in itself. Back the other way, it goes to Weiser. His shot's up, no good. Fighting for the rebound was Kessinger. Can't get the shot to drop. Byatts gets the rebound, and he gets one to fall. Michael Byatts has got 6 points here in the second quarter. As the Cavaliers have eight, he has six of them. Thorum with a shot from the elbow. It's no good. Trim comes up with the rebound. He'll dish it off to Roper. Roper will bring it down with 40 seconds to go till halftime. Off it goes. Shots up, and it's good. As that time, it was Riley Roper who gets bottom of the net. That is the first tray or second tray of the day for the Cavaliers. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by North Mac. So it'll be Carlinville ball trailing 38-20. Kessinger to inbound. He'll give it in to Roper. Roper will walk the ball across the floor. As they trail 38-20, Thurman has him sealed against the sideline over there, so he decides to drive the left side of the lane with a right-hand layup. No good. The rebound off the glass. No good. The rebound again. Shots up. Weiser going to be called. Well, they're going to call a jump ball. The arrow will favor North Mac. So with 2.6 seconds to go, North Mac will get the ball trailing or leading 38-20. They'll get the ball into Wilson. He'll get the ball to midcourt. He'll fire. The shot's no good. It wouldn't have counted anyway. We have come to halftime, and after two quarters of play here at Carlinville High School, it is North Mac 38, Carlinville 20. Back with halftime stuff after these messages on WSMI. Both teams have come back out on the floor as we're about ready for third quarter action to get underway. It has been a first half dominated by the North Mac Panthers. They outscored the Cavaliers 23-9 in quarter number one. And then in quarter number two, the Cavaliers came back somewhat as they were able to score 11 points, but they gave up 15, and they find themselves trailing by 18 points here at halftime. As we look at the individual scoring, first of all, for the Carlinville Cavaliers, Michael Byatts has six, Briley Roper has five, Carson Weiser off the bench has four, is 3 points for Parker Fikes, 2 points for Jack Kessinger, and 2 points for Ethan Trim. Quarters of 9 and 11, the Cavaliers have committed 8 turnovers in the first half. For the North Mac Panthers, 19 points by Tanner Wilson, and then it's 8 points for Will Downs, 7 points for Grant Thorman, 2 points for Matt Hendricks, and 2 points for Hayden Pierce. And so it is that at halftime we are at 38-20 in favor of the North Mac Panthers. The Cavaliers will get the ball to start the second half as they'll be heading from right to left or to the north basket as we start play. With the ball is Roper. Roper gives it over to Fikes. Fikes goes inside to Trim. His shot won't go. Byatts comes up with a rebound, and that putback is good. Michael Byatts, who was quiet in the first quarter, picked up 6 in the second quarter, now has 8 for the game. 38-22 is the lead for the Panthers. Thorman giving the ball off as he'll give to Wilson. Now up top it goes to Hendricks for 3. Bottom of the net. Matt Hendricks picks up the tray, gives him 5 points. Now it's Roper bringing the ball down across midcourt on the pressure defense. He'll get the ball off to Fikes. Shots up and no good in the corner by Byatts. Retrieved by Byatts underneath the basket. Back up top it goes to Fikes. Fikes going to dish it off to Roper. Roper being guarded there by Thorman will give it up to Jack Kessinger. Kessinger over to Byatts. Byatts swings it around the horn as they'll go over on the inside. They'll try to get the ball across the lane. It's going to be out of bounds off a Cavalier leg, so that will be turnover number 9 on CHS. They have 9 turnovers. They have 22 points. They trail by 19. 41-22, North Mac with the lead and the ball. As Thorman brings the ball down the floor, he'll give it off to Hendricks over on the right wing. Goes up top to Langelier, then back over to Kirk on the left wing. Inside it goes, Langelier. Somebody lost him completely as Evan Langelier goes to the basket uncontested. The 6'3 senior gets his first two. Makes it 43-22. Byatts goes baseline, off the glass, and good. Michael Byatt is finding the way to the hole, and good things are happening as he has 10 of the 24 points for the Cavaliers. Back the other way, Kirk thought about a shot. Instead, he kicks it off to Wilson. Wilson's going to drive from the left side off the iron, and no good. Coming up with a rebound is Kessinger. Back the other way, it's Roper. He's going to try to force the issue. He'll get the bounce pass, try to get it into Trim, but it was deflected by Langelier out of bounds. So with 6:04 to go here in the third quarter, 43-24 is our score. The Panthers have the lead. The Cavaliers have the ball. Kessinger will inbound. And so the Cavaliers look to go inside. The pass is deflected out to Bias. Bias tries to spin through the lane, and again, he took one too many steps. 10 turnovers on CHS, 43-34, a 19-point lead for the Panthers as they inbounds at the 5-5-5 mark of quarter number three. Coach Wilson talks to Sun and gets the play set up. And so it'll be Tanner setting the offense up. He'll give over on the right wing to Thorman. Thorman will pass it up top and then go get the ball and give it off to Wilson. He'll skip pass all the way across to Kirk for a three. Comes up a little short. Byatts comes up with a rebound. He'll dish it off to Roper. Roper will take the ball down the court quickly. He'll spin and go back up top. Now he'll slow down and reset the offense. Briley looking, tries to, gets a long pass into Byatts, but Byatts with a big paw reaches up there and pulls that one out of the sky. Reverse pass to Trim, who goes into the lane, off the iron, no good, off the glass the second time, and it's up, then it's good. Ethan Trim with his first bucket of the day to go along with two free throws. He has 4 points. We'll go outside and up top to Hendricks. Hendricks' shot is no good. Coming away with the rebound is Roper. Roper will bring the ball down on the dribble, and he'll head up top. He'll slow things down, pass it off to Byatt. Byatts looks inside. He finds Kessinger to the hole. It rolls off the rim, will not go in. Langelier comes up with the rebound, 4:30 to go, third quarter. To Wilson, stops at the free throw line and pops off the iron, off the glass, and in. Tanner Wilson with his third two of the day to go along with five threes gives him 21 points, makes it 45-26 in favor of North Mac. Roper looks and finds Byatts wide open underneath. Somebody forgot their assignment there, and Byatts comes up with an easy two, gives him 12 points on the night as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number three. He goes up top, and it's Kirk with the ball. Off to Wilson for a baseline three, bottom of the net. Tanner Wilson punching his ticket for an all-tournament selection, I do believe. Five in the quarter, 24 for the game. Roper to the hole, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, Langelier comes away with it. He'll dish it off to Kirk. Kirk doesn't have numbers, but that doesn't stop him. He'll spin, give the ball to Hendricks. Hendricks' layup comes up short. Back the other way, Bias is trying to get a little bit too much head of steam up as he carries the ball for turnover number 11. Trim will have a seat for the Cavaliers. Coming in to replace him will be Carson Weiser. So Weiser is in there, along with Byatts and Roper, as well as Kessinger and Fikes. Hendricks brings the ball down, kicks it out top to Wilson for a three. This one comes off the iron, a little bit short, fighting for the rebound. Going to be a foul called against North Mac, I do believe. They're going to call it on Matt Hendricks, and that will be his first. So the Cavaliers will inbound with 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. They trail by 20. Inside it goes to Kessinger. His shot will not go, but I think Hendricks is going to pick up his second foul in about 15 seconds. Matt will pick up the foul number two to the free throw line. It's Jack Kessinger. Kessinger is going to shoot a pair. He has 2 points to his credit tonight. Field goal back in the second quarter. He'll eye the free throw. He'll try the free throw. Oh, he'll buy it the hard way. Off the backboard, he didn't call it, but he'll take it. Bearden replaces Hendricks in the Panther lineup as Kessinger gets ready to shoot free throw number two. Pounds that ball to the floor two or three times, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 4 points on the night for Jack Kessinger. At the 3:15 mark, it's 48-30. Panthers with an 18-point lead. Long three-pointers up and no good by Will Downs. And coming away with the rebound is Parker Fikes. Down to the three-minute mark we go. 48-30 is our score. Oh, good pick set there. As that time, Carson Weiser did a good job of sealing off the defender. Shots up, no good. Going to be a push-off on the free throw, or on the layup. And to the free throw line will go the Cavaliers. This one's going to be called against Garrett Bearden. Bearden's going to pick up his second. Kissinger to the free throw line. Is he'll eye it, try it, and buy it. Kissinger 3 for 3 for the charity stripe. Thorman will replace Kirk in the Panther lineup as Kissinger gets ready for free throw number 2. He eyes it again, tries it again, and buys it again. So he's 4 for 4 of the charity stripe. Kessinger has 6 points on the night. It's a 16-point game, 48-32. Thorman came down on the dribble, then he'll kick the ball out on the wing. It'll go over to Will Downs, who'll spot up for a three. It won't go. They'll fight for the rebound. Thorman comes away with it. Thorman to the hole, off the glass, no good. That time it was Downs who got the rebound back. He now gets it from Thorman. Thorman gives him the pass. He gets the shot. It won't go. Bias comes up with the rebound. 2-2-2 showing on the third quarter clock. 48-32, North Mac with the lead. Carlinville with the ball. Carson Weiser goes up top. Down in the corner it goes to Bias. Bias looking to see if he can find a cutter going through. It's Weiser. Weiser's going to charge in through the defender who got set. Problem was, I'm not sure if Weiser had the opportunity to avoid him. In any event, it'll go down as an offensive foul. The second foul on Weiser as Cannon Kirk comes back into the ball game, and Hayden Pierce will have a seat for the black and blue. Columbia blue and black, the colors of the North Mac Panthers, the number one seed in the tournament. Looking for a championship game date on Saturday night. Driving the lane is Wilson. It's up and it's good. Wilson with 7 points in the quarter now has 26. And the Panthers lead 50-32. Down to 100 seconds we go in the third quarter. Bias at the free throw line extended over on the left side. He drives to the baseline and tries to get it back out top to Roper. He'll spot up for a two just inside the three-point line. Riley Roper picks up his 7th point of the game. Makes it 50-34 with 1:25 to go. Thorman to the hole. They're going to say a pushing foul occurred before the shot got made. 13 gets the foul. And that will go against Jack Kissinger. That will be Kessinger's first foul. With 1:24 to go, Wilson will inbound it as he'll bring it in to Downs. Downs back up top. We'll give the ball off, and inside to go to Bearden. Bearden shots off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Cavaliers come down with it as Fikes comes up with it. Back go the Cavaliers to the north end of the gymnasium. Fikes on the dribble drive as he heads to the corner, and as he tries to slice in reverse, he's going to be hacked by Thorman as Grant will get his first foul of the game. Trim will re-enter the game as Fikes will get a breather. Langelier will re-enter for the Panthers as Bearden will get a breather. Roper will trigger it in with 1:06 to go in the third quarter. It comes in to Weiser. Weiser goes inside to Bias. Bias shot no good, fighting for the rebound. It is Wilson who comes up with it. He's got 1-on-4. The numbers aren't there, so he'll swing it out on the wing, then kick it over to Thorman on the right wing. Thorman has the ball, had lost control, didn't count as a dribble. He goes with a left-hand layup on the right side. Baseline layup no good with 40 seconds to go. Cavaliers come back trailing by 16. Roper off the glass a little short. Coming up with the rebound is Downs. A head pass to Wilson. Wilson has Thorman with him. He'll dump it off, and Grant missed the bunny. There on the rebound was Langelier, and Weiser's going to get him. Weiser will pick up the foul. And that'll be the third one on Carson Weiser. To the free throw line will go Evan Langelier. He has 2 points to his credit tonight. A 2 this quarter. Looking to see if he can make a free throw here. The lefty going to eye it. Lefty going to try it. Lefty going to buy it. 3 points on the night for Evan Langelier. He'll get another one. Takes a deep breath. Couple of dribbles. Spins the ball in his hand. Eyes it again. tries it again. Nope, this rolls around, and Trim comes down with a rebound. Ethan on the boards that time. Down to the final 20 seconds we go. Roper with the ball. Tobias to Kessinger. Down to 10 seconds we go. Still counting. Going inside to Trim. He's going to power up with a right-hand shot. It's up, it's good, and he is fouled. Ethan Trim, with his best move of the evening, gets two, looking for three. He'll go to the free throw line. The foul's going to be called against Langelier. That'll be his third with 6.5 seconds to go. He counts the basket, and they'll shoot one. There was a clarification. Ethan can take a couple dribbles. He's going to bend those knees, eye it, try it, and buy it. Give him 5 1/4, 7 for the game for the big 6'3 junior, Ethan Trim, with 6.5 seconds to go. Inbounds comes to Kirk. Cannon going to go on a drive to Wilson. Wilson's going to stop and pop from the free throw line. It will not go. Third quarter comes to an end as the Panthers of North Mac have a 51-37 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. We've got fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. Third quarter action begins with the Panthers getting the ball, missing a shot. Cavaliers drive the length of the floor. They do the same. So two missed shots. Back we go the other way. Out in the corner is Wilson. His shot won't go. Downs with a rebound. Oh, it run in, rolled around, and then jumped out somehow or another. So the Cavaliers will bring it back, trailing 51-37 here in the fourth quarter, just underway. Kessinger with a gimme, and he could not get it to go. Back the other way, Wilson with the ball in the corner. Gives it off to Thorman at the free throw line extended on the right side. Grant going to kick it out to Hendricks, who will back up for the three. Then he'll pass up the three and give the ball off to Will Downs. Downs going to shot. Stop and shoot. Byatt's had a hand on top of the ball. They'll call a jump ball, and the arrow will favor the Cavaliers. So that'll go down as a turnover on North Mac. That is only their third turnover of the game unofficially, but they've done a good job of taking care of the ball, and they lead by 14. This game eerily similar to the way these two teams played back in December, as North Mac opened up an early lead, a big lead, and then kind of coasted from there. And it's been that today, as they were ahead by 14 after the first quarter. They still lead by 14 with 6:48 to go. Foul is going to be called on Pointer just in the game. No, that foul goes, I'm sorry, that foul goes on Hendricks. That will be his first. Now fighting for a loose ball. Whistle blows, and the foul's going to go against Ethan Trim, as Ethan's going to pick up his second. Two fouls on Trim, four fouls on the team. Cavaliers trailing by 14, 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Wilson with the ball between the circles for North Mac. Gives it off to Thorman, then goes and replaces him. Now the backdoor pass to Thorman, off the glass, and good. The old backdoor heave-ho worked to perfection as Grant Thorman picks up his ninth point of the game, makes it 53-37. Back the other way, pass goes into Weiser. Weiser up top for Kessinger for three. It won't go. We're fighting for the rebound. Somebody's pushing inside. Who will they get this time? We shall see. Mr. Bishop brings it over, and he calls it on zero. That will be Michael Byatts, who picks up his first foul of the game. And the Panthers get the ball back. They'll bring it down the floor with 6:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. They lead 53-37. Hendricks with the ball, swings it over to Kirk. Kirk to Wilson. Wilson to Thorman. Thorman back to Wilson inside. Oh, a little reach-in foul going to be called there against Kessinger, and he'll pick up his second. It was a non-shooting foul, so with 5:56 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Panthers will inbound under their own basket. Thorman will do the honors. He'll get it into Wilson at the head of the key. There's going to be a push-off called on White trying to get through the double screen. It's called on Byatt. So Byatt, who had basically played the whole game with no fouls, now all of a sudden picks up his second. Two of them coming within a matter of seconds. That is the seventh team foul on CHS, and that will send Tanner Wilson to the free throw line. Wilson with 26 points tonight. We'll shoot the one and he'll toe that line. He'll take a couple three dribbles. Spins that ball. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. Up, can't buy it. Trim comes away with the rebound. Oh, his pass is deflected and stolen by Thorman, who quickly then throws it off the leg of Briley Roper. What a heads-up play by Grant Thorman there for the Cavaliers. Turnover number 12 for the Panthers. Another opportunity to extend the 16-point lead. 53-37. Oh, somebody forgot to cover Will Downs going into the corner there, but he got away with it. Nobody picked him up. He didn't score. Thorman comes up with a shot, and whoa, be careful there. Briley Roper puts his hands to the sky. The foul wasn't even on him. It was on Ethan Trim, and on Trim, that's personal foul number three. Thorman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 5:34 to go in the fourth quarter. And is with a 53-37 lead. Thorman shots up, rolls off, will not go. Uncharacteristic for that young man to miss free throws, but he's missed two today. And now the other way, Weiser drives the lane. He'll get the shot to drop and draw the foul. Weiser to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Ken and Kirk going to get called for the foul. Get that down as his second. Weiser to the free throw line. Got six, looking for point number seven. Can't find it as that one goes off the side and out of bounds. Nope, foul going to be called on the rebound. The foul will go against the Cavaliers, and it's going to go against Jack Kessinger, who will pick up his third. He'll walk the length of the floor, and Matt Hendricks will shoot a one-and-one. That's the ninth team foul, so that's the last one-and-one that the Panthers will be shooting tonight. Hendricks going to eye the first one. Going to try the first one. Going to buy the first one. Finally got the lid off that basket and free throws. That's the first fourth quarter free throw that the Panthers have made. They've missed their first two. Hendricks will get another one. Setting on six, looking for 7 points. He'll take a few dribbles, spins the ball. He'll eye it, he'll try it, he'll buy it. That one kind of kissed the front iron, crawled over, and finally dropped through. 7 points for Hendricks, 55-39 with 5 minutes to go. Down the other way, it's going to be Bias for a baseline jumper. No good, fighting for the rebound. And I think they're going to get the Panthers on this one, as this time Tanner Wilson is going to get called for the push-off. That'll be Tanner's first foul. It'll be the eighth team foul against North Mac. So Trim will go to the free throw line to shoot the one and. Trim sitting with 7 points on the game. He throws up, and it's good. He's got one. He'll look for another. And it's good. Two for two from the charity stripe. Trim is now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And the Cavaliers have somewhat gotten back into this one. It's 55-41. They're down by 14. Timeout on the floor. 5:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy is our producer back in the studio. She produced the first game between Southwestern and Staunton. She's got hold of this one, as we have Carlinville and North Mac, but don't go away. Coming up next, the Rick McGraw Invitational at Litchfield. David Jenkins will have the call of Hillsboro versus CM, a fifth-place semifinal game. Following the timeout, the Panthers got the ball, came down, fired a three, and it wouldn't go. Inside 5 minutes we go. Weiser with the ball over on the left wing. He'll give it off to Roper, who gives it to Trim and then cuts through the hole. Neither one of them are open, so Trim takes, spins to the hole, off the glass. No, rolled off. There's Kessinger to come up with a big offensive rebound and put back 8 points in the game for Jack Kessinger. And don't look now, but the Cavaliers have drawn back to within 12. 55-43, North Mac with the lead. 4:36 to go on the line. A trip to the championship game Saturday night at 7:30 at Staunton High School. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. 4:36 showing on the fourth quarter clock. North Mac has a 55-43 lead. They will have the ball as we return to action following the timeout. Wilson will inbound it to Thorman. Give these Cavaliers credit as they have fought their way back, stayed with the Panthers after falling behind 23-9 in the first quarter. They have actually outscored North Mac in the last two and a half quarters. 4 minutes, 15 seconds. Wilson has the ball. He'll give it off to Downs. Downs will back out as Hendricks cuts through the lane. They'll spread things out, everybody outside the three-point line. They'll play a little dribble weave here as Wilson has the ball, gives it off to Hendricks. All the other four players are over on the left side of the floor. Now Downs with the ball, goes up top, and he'll sit there between the circles and dribble. Gives it off to Thorman over on the left wing. Thorman penetrates to the free throw line, then gives it off to Kirk. Kirk now dishes it off to Will Downs. Downs between the circles as the Panthers are working a little bit of clock here. To Hendricks it goes. Down to 3:38 and counting. Hendricks dribbles in circles, being guarded there by Roper. And Roper decides, I better get the clock stopped. So he'll give him a little bit of the shove, enough to get called for the foul. For Briley, that is personal foul number two, 10th team foul against the Cavaliers. It's going to send Hendricks to the free throw line where he was 2 from 2 just a minute ago. First one's up. First one's good. Problem there at the scorer's table. So Mr. Bishop's trying to get that straightened out. They're satisfied with it. Hendricks for the second free throw. It's good as well. So he's now hit 4 for 4 on the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Has 9 points and at 3:25 and counting. Kessinger with the ball. Gives it over on the wing to Byatts. Byatts looks inside for Trim. They overthrow Trim and throw the ball away for turnover number 13. 13 turnovers on Carlinville, 3 turnovers on North Mac. Therein lies the difference of this 14-point deficit. 57-43, Panthers with the lead and the ball. On the dribble, it is Hendricks. Hendricks now picks up his dribble, and Roper reaches in for the foul. That was one of those intentional, unintentional, intentional fouls in which Roper is going to pick up his third. They're going to send Hendricks back to the free throw line, and he doesn't mind that at all, as he is 4 for 4 from the charity stripe tonight. Yep, he missed that one. That one came up a little bit short. Fikes will replace Trim in the Cavalier lineup. And as he does, Coach Suits says, I'll take a timeout. He'll take that timeout before Hendricks shoots his second free throw. 3:01 to go here in the fourth quarter, 57-43. North Mac with the lead. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row. Remind you, we have another game coming from the Rick McGuire Memorial Invitational at Litchfield. David Jenkins will have the call of Hillsboro and CM. That game coming up as the third part of our Thursday evening triple header. Hendricks makes that free throw. And so it is 58-43. Three-point attempt by Byatts gets bottom of the net. Byatts picks up the three, giving him 15 points on the night. And quickly, the Cavaliers are going to foul as Byatts reaches in and picks up his third. So we'll walk to the other end of the floor. This time it'll be Tanner Wilson, who missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier in the quarter. We'll get his second shot from the free throw line. 26 points on the evening, and still 26 as Wilson comes up short on that free throw. He'll get another. is he'll spin those knees. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He'll buy the second one. So one out of two from the free throw line each of the last two times down the floor for the Panthers. And that was a good effort as far as defensively the Cavaliers were concerned. However, a fourth foul going to be called on Carson Weiser as he sets an illegal screen. That'll also be as an offensive foul or team control foul. Go down as a turnover. 14 miscues on the Cavs tonight. So with 2:44 to go, leading 59-46, the Panthers will inbound. Thorman between the circles. Thorman down in the corner. So he'll get the ball off to Downs. Downs gives it off to Kirk. Kirk is going to be fouled on the double team as the Cavaliers stop the clock at 2:32. Foul will go against Aiden Taberzi just into the ball game. Two free throws coming for Matt Hendricks. His first one is up, and it is no good. So the Panthers have a little bit of problem here from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They have now missed five free throws in the quarter. Hendricks will get his second. Is he allowed again? Try it again. This time he'll buy it. So that is six free throws in the quarter, 11 points in the game for Matt Hendricks. Now Roper coming down on a dribble has his pocket picked by Thorman. Thorman trying to go up, and Roper reaches back, got the ball, but he also got the foul. So Roper's going to pick up his fourth, and it'll send Grant Thorman to the free throw line where he'll shoot two. You might have heard many of the Cavalier fans thought it was a clean swipe and should have been Cavvy's ball. Instead, Thorman, the lefty, will eye it. We'll try it. Nope, can't buy it. Comes up short. See, one thing for the Panthers, they are consistent in missing these free throws. Every one of them, they're catching front iron. This one's up, and it's good. Three in the quarter, 10 in the game for Grant Thorman. With 2:15 to go, Cavvy's looking for points. They have the ball in the corner to Fikes. Fikes throws the ball right into the hands of Hendricks as he was there, leads the pass for Wilson. Wilson gets the shot to drop. 29 points on the game for Tanner Wilson to lead the way for North Mac. Whoa, it's going to be an offensive foul as Byatts. That was even easy to call from up here. He just gave him a forearm shiver to create some space to try to get room for that shot. Instead, he'll pick up his fourth foul. And with 1:56 to go here in the fourth quarter, 63-46, it's a 17-point lead for North Mac, and it looks like they're destined to go on to victory against the Cavaliers for the second time tonight. Thorman with a bounce pass is going to be deflected and kicked the ball out of bounds. It will still be Panther ball. 1:45 to go. Panthers will inbound. It'll be Wilson getting it into Downs. Downs to Kirk. Kirk to Hendricks. Hendricks back to Kirk. He'll pull it out. 100 seconds to go. Weiser going to be guilty of a reach-in as he's going to foul out of the game, I do believe. Yes, he will. Weiser will pick up his fifth, and it will send Thorman to the free throw line to shoot two. He was just 1-for-2 there a moment ago. And, in fact, he is now 4-for-7, excuse me, on the night. The lefty going to eye one, going to try one, going to buy one. They give him his fourth point of the quarter, the 11th point of the game. 64-46, they have the digits reversed to the Panthers and Cavaliers. Thorman's second free throw is good. 1:35 to go, 65-46. Going to be out of bounds. They're going to say deflected last by the Panthers, so it'll be Cavaliers' ball. Panthers going to bring all of the starters off the bench or to the bench and put subs in for everybody. Nick Hogan is in the ball game. Carson Rayner is in the ball game. Hayden Pierce is in the ball game. Shot is up and off the iron and no good. Garrett Bearden is in the ball game as well, and Cole Hatala. The Panthers are going to leave those five in. The Cavaliers are going to send in five new ones. Aiden Taberzi is in there, as well as Alex Strutner. Also in the ball game is Mason Duckle. He'll swing it over on the wing and give it to Damon Sharp. Shots up and well off the mark. A rebound is good, however, by Aaron Wells. Wells has the shot go off the iron. The Cavaliers can't score despite the fact they had three opportunities. Back the other way. Now the Panthers are going to run out some clock as we're down to 107. Cole Hatala with the ball. Going to give it over on the wing to Hayden Pierce. Pierce goes up top to Garrett Bearden. Bearden takes two dribbles and says, I want to get rid of it. He'll give it back to Cole Hatala. Hatala is going to give the ball to Hayden Pierce. Pierce back to Bearden. Bearden back to Hatala. Hatala drives in and then kicks the ball out to Hayden Pierce. Shot's going to go up and off the iron. No good, as that was Hayden Pierce with the shot. Now it's coming down with the rebound will be Mason Duckles. 35 seconds to go. Duckles spins into the lane. Shot's up and good. Nice play by Mason Duckles, the 5'10 sophomore, as he spun to the basket. Got his first 2 points of the game. Now a ball is deflected out of bounds with 21 seconds to go. It'll remain Panthers ball. They lead 65-48. Into Bearden it comes, and he'll give it right back to Hatala. Hatala has the ball. He'll give it off to Pierce. Pierce is going to dribble the ball and back out a little bit. There will be no Kansas-Kansas State ending to this one, as both teams are satisfied that this should be the final score, as the Panthers let the clock run out, and they will win this one 65-48 over the Carlinville Cavaliers. Final score, North Mac 65, Carlinville 48. Panthers on to the championship game of the Macoupin County Tournament. Saturday at 7:30, they'll play either Staunton or Southwestern. We don't know who that is. You will know as you're listening to the game. We'll take a break and come back and recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI.